Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For a 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
All In with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everybody. Scott Patterson, I Am All In podcast, iHeartRadio, 111 Productions, Season 4, Episode 9, Ted Koppel's Big Night Out. What did everybody think? Hello, Amy Sugarman. Hello, Tara Sood. Hello, Danielle Romo. Are you in the holiday spirit? I am a little bit.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Kind of getting there.
My house is decorated for Christmas. I'm ready.
And Thanksgiving was just...
How was yours?
Gangbusters, let me tell you. I mean, we blew the roof off the place.
Do you cook? Man. Do you know how to cook?
I don't cook.
I mean, I know you run a diner.
Hey, you know.
I got to hand it to Luke. This episode, he made some good-looking pancakes.
Yeah. I will take credit for that. I actually got up very early before I was to report to set, and I did make those personally. Yes, I did. Thanksgiving was great. I mean, it was just turkeys running all over the place, man. They refused to be cooked. No.
Love it.
It was good. Everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Everybody's happy.
We're still kind of on time with Gilmore because did you guys see that it was the pumpkins are still there, but they added turkeys.
Yes, they did.
So it's definitely we're right on
and
track.
And we're in football season.
Yep.
It's football season. It's Harvard, Yale. I don't know about you guys, but I'm feeling a little down today. I don't know what it is. So I had
the tryptophan from the turkey.
Fun flask. I brought one. I brought my own.
And I think you need to show the bigger reveal, Scott.
Uh-huh.
The fun files.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. And guess what? There's actual alcohol in here.
What's in there?
There's actual alcohol. And you can see there's a dent in here. So you know.
That flask has been around. Used.
This flask. I've taken this flask with me across the planet. I mean, it's been with me a lot. But there's alcohol in it. I don't drink alcohol, so.
What's in there? Yeah, what do people, I don't drink alcohol either. What do people put in there? Vodka?
Whiskey, vodka, tequila.
No. I'll tell you what it is. It is, it's an after dinner drink. It's very heavy. It's very thick.
What do you put in your flask, Daniel?
like a good little whiskey.
Anything that'll fit.
Anything that'll fit.
Depends on what night of the week it is. Tip your waiter.
Tara, do you drink, don't you?
Yeah.
What do you put in your flask?
Tequila.
She didn't. That was quick. Yeah, tequila. she was ready for an emphatic question.
They have some really cool flasks for girls so that you.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. They do.
They're different. Yeah, they're different.
They look like tampons. So you just they never get like take them out. It's for real.
What?
How much right, guys, what do you get? Tara, what can you fit in that though? One shot.
Yeah, it's true.
What fits in there? One shot?
Like two shots?
Like two.
I'm sorry.
People,
how do you drink it?
You just untwist it. It looks like a yeah. Okay.
There's also like sunscreen bottles, like different things that people could like take to Festivals. Yeah.
Right. Contraband.
Those Gilmores love their cocktails because they were taking shots, they were drinking Bloody Marys. Then Lorelai went straight out, was drinking again. They love a good beverage.
I was having a good time with them. But I was on the other side of the field because...
Oh, you like Harvard? Scott's wearing his Harvard sweatshirt.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Go Crimson.
It's Crimson, yeah.
Go Crimson.
Oh my gosh, how dare you?
Go Crimson.
That is so funny. Does Harvard have a dam? What's Harvard's version of dam?
They have a very wealthy old guy who's been embalmed. No,
like we have, my school has a bear, Oski bear.
Mm-hmm. You're Berkeley.
Berkeley,
Yeah. You're bears. Golden bears. You're the golden bears, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Danielle's face. She's trying to think of what
I'm trying to think because I went to LMU and we're the Crimson Lions. And so I'm like, Harvard is Crimson, but they don't have a lion or something like that I can think of.
No, it doesn't have to be a lion, like because
or like an animal is what I'm trying to say.
Because
like
you can also be the Crimson Tide, right?
That's Alabama.
Yeah,
that's Alabama. No, I think Harvard has an equation. It's
now Hannah says it's the Pilgrim, but that seems very odd.
The Pilgrim.
Mine was the Matadors.
Oh, where did you go? Where did you go?
I went to Cal State Northridge.
Oh, okay, there you go. The Matadors.
Hannah is right.
Yeah. Well,
the Harvard Pilgrims?
I'm off to the game. You guys go ahead and discuss the episode. I've got to root for my team and I've got my fun flask.
Wait, I love that you're like ready,
liquid.
Scott. Scott came themed today.
Let
and
me
I
tell
gotta
you something.
Give you some props on that.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Gotta represent. So, what did we think of the episode, kids?
I loved it.
Loved.
Yeah.
Loved.
Top notch.
I got to tell you, this was one of the most enjoyable hours I've spent in front of a screen.
Yep.
And that's saying a lot, actually. I kind of do too. Did we, well, let's not even go there yet, but let's go ahead and break this.
Well, and before the synopsis.
Yes. Yes.
We got the previously on again.
Yes.
Yeah. So to me, I thought it was to remind us Digger is going to be important here and Marty is going to have some significance.
But I think it's for a lot of people that are discovering the show for the first time and they're tuning in for the first time. So I think the network wanted to sort of try to catch them up a little bit.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons.
Is it also because it wasn't like exactly it wasn't recapping last week. Things happened like earlier in the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That it was kind of giving us some reminders of things that had happened a few weeks earlier. And the only other thing is Danielle can tell us the date. If maybe there had been a few weeks without an episode. So they want to make sure.
November
18th. Wait, Scott. Scott's like, I don't drink. And suddenly he's downing that flask.
Oh, throwing it back. This is going to be a fun podcast.
Wow. Wow. I'm feeling it in my toes.
Okay, go on.
Boy, oh boy. All right, let's, you want to synopsize? Or?
Yeah, let's synopsize.
Who's doing the honors? Oh, it's Danielle.
This is season 4, episode 9, Ted Koppel's Big Night Out, air date November 18th, 2003.
November 18th, 2003. So we're like just a little bit, we're almost right on the same dates.
Yeah. And the synopsis is Luke has hired new help at the diner.
Oh, that guy. Oh, no.
That guy. Richard, Emily, Rory, and Lorelai attend the Yale-Harvard football game and run into an old friend of Richard's while tailgating.
Ooh.
Emily finds out about Penelope. A lie Richard has been telling her for 39 years.
Oh man, God. That hurt. Oh. So painful.
And Lorelai bails on the game to go on a date with Jason.
You know,
Rory spots Paris making out with a Yale professor.
Oh, another.
My number one word to describe this episode.
What?
Awkward. Yeah. So much awkward.
It's so like, much so that I'm going to have to take another nip off the fun. Go Harvard. Wow. Yeah.
God, what was the most awkward?
Richard and Emily. No, that ending had to be
the
Michael York Paris. That was just like, you know.
I don't know. I think
because I knew it was coming, I was just like,
it was coming.
No. Yeah, we've seen it. I didn't know it was coming.
That hit me in the face like a Muhammad Ali. Okay,
so
right
for
cross.
Scott and Danielle, tell us everything because we knew.
Oh, yeah. So we're the virgins here, Danielle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. What did you think?
Oh, that's how this show goes. Oh, now I get it.
Like I thought the episode was over.
Were you stunned?
And then I'm like, what just happened? Like literally my mind was blown and I'm like, you're going to leave on that? Like it took everything in my body not to press play to the next episode.
Amy, the second that you saw Paris sitting in the diner or the cafeteria, whatever it was with Richard, did you know it was coming?
Because
I did.
Of course, because so I won't give anything away, but for me, meeting Logan is such a major thing. And this has to do with when we meet Logan, which so I won't say anymore.
Why was that? Well, but you just gave it up right there. I mean, now.
No, nope, I gave away nothing. There's nothing.
No,
that
she
I
didn't.
Gave away
like,
with
you,
that
you,
at
you
all.
Wouldn't be able to, like, even put that
it
together.
Just,
why?
Trust me.
I'm going
trust
to
me.
Need a drink.
So, Scott, what did you think when you saw that?
Utter shock. Just utter shock. I didn't know how to feel. I wanted to rip my hair out. I wanted to tear my teeth out. I didn't know what to do. I was confused. I didn't know where I was.
And were you like, oh no, or ew, or wow? Like, what did you think?
All of it. All of what you just described. It was jarring.
Did you think, my eyes, my eyes?
Yes.
I can't unsee that.
Right. I wish you guys could see the notes I took for this episode because everything is lowercase, lowercase, lowercase. And the last line says, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, Paris hooking up with teacher in all caps.
An old teacher. Not even like a young teacher. Oh, that dude is Richard Gilmore's age.
Yeah. But that's Michael York. He will be forever young.
Do I know Michael York from Austin Powers? Did
yes.
I?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was in Shakespeare movies.
Yeah,
he was at the center of some of them, a lot of them. It was the most jarring moment I've ever experienced on Gilmore Girls. it was something. That was something.
Yeah, it definitely on the rewatch is different because you fully know the minute they meet.
Right.
That it happens.
Right.
And so, yeah, there was no shock for me other than just like,
in fact, it influenced me buying this shirt.
You're all, I do not want Yale.
No, I was going to buy the Yale one, you know, I'd be all cheesy and, you know, have the Yale hat and the whole deal. And then I saw that scene. I'm like, Boy.
Yeah, inappropriate whole.
We got another, like, you know, Max Medina kind of thing happening here with a younger version of. I mean, it was like, what's going
times
on? What's
a happening? Million?
It's all this. They're going.
Okay, so we'll get to all that. Yeah. But should we start with Froggy? Because we need Froggy.
I want to take a poll here of you through three very distinguished ladies. If somebody walked up to you at a restaurant or a diner and said, "What can I get you two chicas?" How would you react? Would you react favorably?
I'm fine.
Would you
I'm
care?
Fine with it. You know, I would like it.
Get me a new waiter.
Yeah.
If he could remember my order, chicas. I'd be cool with it. I'd be cool with it if he could remember my order, but I knew he was not going to remember that.
By the way, I thought Lane was spectacular.
Yeah.
In her one little scene there.
Yes.
When she went up and just wailed at him for giving her.
Well, and I love that she wants to work at the diner and that Luke's diner is one of the few approved Mrs. Kim establishments.
I know. I don't care about any of that. I thought she cracked me up when she went in and said, "Get it right now. Go."
They both have holes.
But she got a little Mrs. Kim on him, didn't she?
Yeah, she was feisty.
Apples don't fall far from. I like that.
I like the whole everything Lane in this episode.
Yeah, I want to see Lane transform into her mom now. I want her to turn into. They should do an episode, just like one episode, like what the heck, where she's like Mrs. Kim, and they say snap out of it or something. Right? It's a good idea.
Wait, so is Froggy's real name is Brennan Lewis?
Yes.
Okay, and you've hired him, and you were so happy that I actually thought it was Nicole making you happy.
No.
But
I
me
was sort
too.
Of, yeah, I was happy to learn it wasn't.
Yeah, don't read too much into that, please. Because it says something about Luke we don't want to hear. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. And vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
I love the hovering that the diner's crowded. They're like, let's hover. Mm-hmm. And then they move the tables together. Yeah, yeah. And she's like, I'm going to make him dizzy with this.
How did it make you feel to see Luke happy and just sort of good, like a regular guy?
It was nice.
Yeah, did you like
it's
that?
Cute for a yeah, minute.
Like nice it. Little vacation.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I don't need it forever. I'm not going to need that forever. The cinnamon butter and the pumpkin pancakes.
I mean, the detail, so the love. That's why the people go there. It's the love, right? And the butt napkins, huh?
Oh, God.
Oh, the
okay,
butt
wait,
napkins.
Don't even get to it yet because we're not there yet.
I'm there.
Okay.
We are guys. There. We're there now.
Okay, so we're going out of order. 2 hours after that, I was cleaning my house and started cracking up at Luke saying, what is a butt napkin? Like, whoever wrote that is a freaking genius.
I mean, listen, overall, that was a fine episode. It was beautifully directed. It was beautifully written. And it was just, man, I didn't want it to end. I didn't want to leave the football game. But once we got to the restaurant, I was pretty happy because I liked the atmosphere. I liked the vibe. I liked what was going on.
Does anybody think that's where Michelle was working? To me, that was that China Palace is definitely the same set. Or meant to be the same hotel or wherever Michelle has been working.
Really? I guess they could have repurposed it. Yeah,
definitely. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, all right. So yeah, let's go ahead.
All right, we're going out of order.
I know.
Okay, so we've got the opening. We meet Faragi. Luke is happy, and then
can I offer anybody? Would you like? I'll pass it around. Here you go.
Then I was so pleasantly surprised because Richard was at Yale.
I know.
So we go. Yeah, that was amazing.
Cute. He's so
and
happy
so,
that
and
she's
so
at
in
Yale.
His element. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was very touching. It was a very touching moment. He lived his whole life for this, and his granddaughter is there enjoying that day with him. It was a nice moment in the show. That's what the show's about, right? That's it, family. There you go.
I don't remember the exact line, but it was sunny, something like, you are a honey-tongued devil, aren't you, Dick? I mean, yeah.
Talk about going out of order.
No, that happens there.
You're jumping around like a frog. Come on.
No, that happens there. So when they're in the cafeteria, she says that. And I'm like, Paris was amazing in this episode.
Yeah, she was. This is where I feel like we see Paris in her college element. Like, this is where it starts.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she just comes on hot to Asher Fleming. So what did you think, Scott, when you saw Michael York? Were you like, oh, what's this guy going to be doing?
Well, I was having so much fun with the episode at that point that he was just an added bonus. It's Michael York. Yay. I had no idea. I didn't remember anything. I didn't remember hiring Froggy. I don't remember it being pleasant. I don't remember any of that stuff. And watching it was like I was not watching something that I remember doing. So it was really fun.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't remember a single second of filming that.
Oh, my God.
And
You blocked out the one time Luke was happy?
No. That's the experience I'm having with most of these episodes.
Does it come back to you? Or
not this one. No.
So you're watching it just like a full viewer because you're like, yeah. I have no memory.
Like somebody
of this.
Who's never seen it. I don't remember most of this.
Like, you don't remember when they're all lined up, not at the diner?
No,
like,
I don't remember that rant. I don't remember it. I don't remember a thing about it. I don't remember Froggy. I don't remember it. Which is good. It's a blessing, right?
We have to try to track down Froggy. Danielle, can you help me?
Yeah, I'm down.
Oh my God, I don't know how we're going to find that guy.
But I enjoyed seeing Michael York. He's at least to my generation, he's a well-known actor. He's an incredibly talented actor. He's been around forever doing high quality work, and he was in Austin Powers, and he was so fun.
Yeah,
he's like on the Mount Rushmore of actors, sort of. You know,
totally. He's one of these guys. Is so great. She's all, gotta pay the bills. And then she's all, I'm a fan. And they're like, could you have started with that?
Yeah,
like,
that was good. Good stuff.
She was just so hot.
Such good stuff.
Oh my
Man,
God.
The
okay.
Whole thing. And Richard, so and Richard happy and upbeat and giving and just, yeah. I mean,
this
wow.
was such a great Ed Herman episode.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, I gotta give it to him. This is his episode. It really is. I mean, what a. I mean,
I love him so much.
I know. I got a little emotional watching it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with you because you see him like go back and like, you know,
I did
sing
too.
With his.
That's when it got me.
Penelin.
I did. It. When he started singing with the Whippin' Poofs, did you get a little verklempt?
Little
verklempt? Yeah.
Yeah. I did too. Hear his voice singing.
Yeah.
And he's just so happy.
But Penelin.
The importance of making memories. It's really important. Mm. And boy did he live. He was alive and full in that moment.
Yeah.
Is that as good as life gets with family, and then you're reliving your past like that and enjoying it so much?
Yes, just, Scott, I'm so happy you said that because I think it's the perfect time to be watching that episode because I went to a football game. So Thanksgiving, and then the next day is the Cal UCLA game. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it is sort of that football-y time of year. And it is, first of all, they're tailgate. Oh my God.
I want to go to the Gilmore's tailgate.
I do too.
Wait, so we're not there yet. So Lorelai comes in the house. First of all, 10 out of 10 on that black sweatshirt with the fur, you guys. And then I've decided something. I have breaking news about Lorelai Gilmore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The curls. I do think that when she has the curls, I'm going to give it a... I like the straight, but I love the curls.
Yeah, I like the curls.
She looked good. Everything looked good. Leather and jacket, then, the t-shirt. Walked in
Diggers on the machine. So what did you think?
Over it.
I mean,
It's like, can we just get back to the football game, please?
Yeah.
I just, Digger doesn't do it for me. I know you love him. I don't love him,
but I like him. Scott, what do you think of Digger?
I think he's a terrific actor. And I think he's doing, like I said last week, he's doing the job he was hired to do, right? He's supposed to make us feel a certain way. And he's doing it in spades. And so hats off to him. And sorry, but his name is blanking on me for some reason.
Jason Eigenman. Did I get that right?
Chris Eigenman.
Jason Stiles. Yeah. Sorry, I just blurred
them
together.
Right, wonderful
Jason
actor.
Jason Stiles.
You know, wonderful actor. And he's really doing that role perfectly. It's just great. It's just great.
Can I throw one bone to pick?
Sure, yes. Amy in the front row, please go right ahead.
Here's my bone to pick, because I love Digger. I like Digger a lot.
We know.
But I say this, I like Digger when he's on his game, right? Like the message, when they're bantering. This is what I did not like. I thought they were acting like two little babies. Like, he takes her on this lovely date to a beautiful restaurant, and she's in the private room.
Sorry.
It's like,
can't blame her.
Are you serious? Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You take me to the most happening spot and then lock me in the basement like that? Are you serious? Get out with the action and have fun. Enjoy it. What is wrong with this guy?
But also
it's
be polite.
If it's like your 5-year anniversary and you are doing something intimate and sweet and
or if you want to propose to somebody and it's a big moment and then you like you save it because she's bored and you go, will you marry me? And,
remind me not to take either of you on a date. He was taking her on a date to like a beautiful restaurant. Like, sorry, yes, I get it. It would have been more fun out there, but like be polite and have a good time. He's done all this effort.
You're talking about Lorelai Gilmore. Is she polite?
Yes.
Standing between Lorelai and what she wants is not, it's a perilous place to be.
I thought it was pushing rude, but then.
No.
But also know who you're taking on a date.
Yes.
Do you think Lorelai wants to be in a corner? No, she doesn't. Yeah. She wants to be in the mix and she wants to have fun.
Look at her life. She's working hard, you know? She's putting together the end. She's just raised a daughter. She wants to get out there and be seen.
I disagree. Yeah.
She's being seen. Wear something dangerous. What is that? First of all, what he said?
Also a little rude that he said, wear a little black dress. Flag on the play there. I didn't love that.
Why?
Because I don't want some dude telling me what to wear.
Yeah, don't tell me what to wear. Yeah, I get it.
I didn't hate it.
What's wrong?
That's cute.
What?
Cute. Yeah. But,
like, come on.
No.
That means he's got a little bit of game.
Yes, like he's wanting to close the deal. There's something charming about it, but it also, I was like, cringy. He mentioned it twice.
Yeah, you've been watching the news too much.
She should be polite. Like, I get it. She can say, don't you think it'd be more fun out there? But then the whole, like,
was being polite by not calling him a freaking drip. Like, get me out of this closet. Can we go have fun?
No, but when she said, should we leave? When he said, should we leave? She should have said, no. We'll make the best of it. That was a jerk move to leave.
I think she could, in her head, be like, this is not the guy for me, but I'm going to get through this dinner and make the most out of it.
Oh, that's a long sit when all that action's going on. Ted Koppel's out there. Ted Koppel's out there.
Doesn't matter. Ted Koppel's there. Imagine who else is there. There's something called being polite. Next, they get in the car and they're both being such little babies. Like, fine. Okay, they left. So, all right, go have a good time. Scott.
They were hangry.
They were being babies. So then they're all, man, I'm a baby.
Amy,
and then she's like, get off. So then they get off. And then I'm like, okay, now we're going to have fun again. We're at the drive-thru. And then he's being a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's being fun. And now I'm Team Lorelai. And then he's like, and it went anything. And it's like, get a taco.
Yeah, it wasn't a terribly sexy.
To your point earlier, this guy just planned a dinner.
Right.
He's pissed.
Yeah, I get it. But then they were finally having fun again. And she's like, get off. And he's all, I'm off. And they're having fun.
Here's the move. He acted all butthurt and then tanked the whole evening because he was being a baby. He should have gotten up. He should have gone to the maitre d' or the hostess and said,
give him $1,000.
Here's $1,000. Get us a table right now.
Or $100. Whatever.
It's
I agree. Give her
a good evening. She's not happy.
Well, also,
get it done.
If you paid for the private room,
come on, move it.
If we're going to be real serious about it, here's how the private rooms work.
I'm not being serious. I'm being real serious.
This is what I'm saying to you. If you are at a restaurant like that, the private room has a minimum amount of money you have to spend plus a fee for the room. So no restaurant is going to say to that person when they change their mind.
Exactly.
He's already given them, he's probably paid $2,000 for that room alone.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They would have given him a table
out there. They would have kicked out Koppel and given him his
table.
They're both
being babies.
No, he was being a baby. He was being a baby.
And she was being a baby.
It's like, be a man, take the shot, make her happy, get up, get the table she wants, have a good evening. In her
they're
little
both being babies. Then she wouldn't even order the tacos. And it win anything if you're not getting anything. I'm like, oh my God.
I don't blame her.
I mean, I loved it.
I'm defending Lorelai. I'm sorry. I'm on the side of Lorelai.
No, because she should go Harvard. God, it's Harvard.
Look what you're dealing with.
She should have gotten with Harvard right the now. Tacos. And then he would have been like, oh, I'll have a bite. And he should have ordered something. They're both bugging me. They're both being babies. I love them. They're being babies. Then they go to the market and find things took a turn. She likes him. So she already admits to Rory, I like him. So if she liked him, then why wouldn't she be cool in the room with him? I don't know.
It's so ridiculous.
I'm just mad.
The whole time I was wondering if that market was real.
Thank you for teeing me up.
I think it was.
That
real.
Supermarket is right behind my high school.
Oh. Okay, I was going to text you, Danielle, because we live right by West Hills.
So I grew up in West Hills, and it's West Hills Market, although that's not what it's actually called. In real life, it's not a market anymore, but back in the day it was called Fields Market.
Stop it.
Yeah. And it's right behind my high school, and so during like lunch or after school or whatever, we would all walk over to the market and get a Coke or whatever, because it is so distinct. Literally, I was like, that is Fields Market. And then I went
to Google, and I was like, is this Fields Farm? Blah, blah, blah. And it is. So, yeah, that was right
before the building high school. Scott, are you okay?
Hi.
But they filmed there all the time, like so many different TV shows. There's always a TV crew out there. So at some point when I was in high school, they were filming this episode of Gilmore Girls.
What threw me off was like this building looked familiar, but then it said West Hills Market. So I was like, I don't think that's that sign is there.
Yeah, it's funny because it was in West. They were probably like, what should we call this? Because it can't be the real name. Right, and they're like, we're in West Hills. West Hills Market.
Yeah.
Sorry, also correction. I called it China Palace, but it's China Garden. China Palace is like down the street from my house.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
So did you like them at the grocery store? Did you guys like them then?
No. I just got off the train at a certain, you know, pretty quick I got off that train.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Digger, so I'm just like, ugh.
Right. Yeah. The toothpaste. I was on Lorelai's team. Like, seriously, you're gonna, or not toothpaste. What was it that he wanted?
Razors.
Razors.
You're really going to get the razors right now? Like, hand, I was like, yeah, Lorelai, I would say the same thing. You're not shopping.
Right. And that to me said he just kind of gave up on the whole date. And it's like, yeah. Let's just get some razors, screw it. I mean, it was so insult. I thought that entire thing was so insulting to her, right?
Oh my God.
Every facet of that date was insulting to her. And then she ends up sitting there. Well, I kind of like it.
But it wasn't like, insulting that he planned this beautiful evening and she pooped on it?
He didn't plan it right. He screwed up. He's got to have a little clubhouse meeting with himself. Say, dude,
you know what he did? This is what I'll say.
It's what he did.
Yes, exactly. I don't think he planned wrong. In theory, it's nice to get the nice room at the nice restaurant, but he didn't pass the test. You know what I mean? Like right when Lorelai was like, "I don't like this," he didn't rise to the occasion.
When Ray Liotta was dating that girl in Goodfellas, what did he do on the first
date? None of us have seen that movie.
He took her. He took her to that the Cotton Club or whatever that famous New York City haunt was, and they got him. He said, "Hey, Henry, come on in," and they gave him a table right up front to see Bobby Darin. And everybody sent him champagne. That's what a girl wants, right? They want to be seen. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll be... I don't know if I'll be appearing on the ballot anytime soon, but I believe in that very much.
Look, I still think they should have had dinner at the China Garden. But if I'm going to be on y'all's team... I think they could have had fun at the grocery store, which ultimately they did. But I didn't care. Like at that point, I'm like, just get your razors.
Who am I right
now?
Oh, well, let's.
You're Lorelai and Digger.
I don't eat at a bar. I don't eat at a bar. No, my legs just hang off the bar stool.
My God, she was doing it too.
Why don't we just go? Let's just go. I want to go. Really?
Yes, you're doing a good impression of
Digger. Change your diaper. Get a nice table. Have a good evening.
But say, she was doing the same thing. Well, I'm not going to get anything if you're not going to get anything. It's like, oh my God, get the tacos. We were having fun here. For a second, we were having fun.
He was being angry and he wouldn't eat a taco with her. And she wanted to just sort of chill and have a romantic taco with the guy and get to know him. He wouldn't eat.
She likes him. They like each other.
It's just really showing how different they are. Like, totally different.
But they like each other. Did you not hear her call Rory when did she call Rory? She calls Rory and she says, "I'm still here." And she says, "Dirty."
Would she like him if Luke wasn't in La La Land with Nicole right now?
So, okay. God. I think no, because I think obviously, look, she was very upset over Luke being back with Nicole.
Yeah.
Started her on the path to Digger, and then her mom being so mean just threw her into Digger's arms.
Look, she can't find anybody that can keep up with her. She's really smart, she's really fast, she's really funny. She can't, it's hard to find a personality that's going to tolerate that or even compete with that or not feel you think most guys dating a Lorelai Gilmore are going to feel confident all of the time? No, they're going to be like, oh,
he can
boy.
Keep up though. That's the thing.
That's why she's hanging in there. Yeah.
I was going to say like watching him, it was very like Stars Hollow vibe, like just that fast talking. Like he has all that.
Yeah.
And out of all the boyfriends that she's had, like he's the one that can keep up the most.
But and she says it to Rory. She told Rory that.
He's from her social class. She feels comfortable in a way, you know?
I feel like she's just like, oh, he's around, like, I don't know, like the shiny object that she's looking at right now. Like, it's not really somebody that she is compatible with or anything like that, and she knows that. She's just kind of like, well, got nothing else, so
this. But she is, they are compatible.
They're
intellectual equals, right? So there's that. And he's very driven. He's obviously very wealthy. He's going to be even more wealthy. He's a go-getter.
Said, I might like him.
He really tucked tail and run. He got so disappointed when she didn't like the room. It's like, dude, take the hit. Just take the hit.
God, we're back on this.
I've been in this situation a million times. You got to take the hit and just not... show that you took a hit. Just make it right.
I have a question though. Do you think that it's because they actually are a lot alike? Because that's what I was thinking. Like they kind of are the same in their ways of like.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have the same upbringing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I just mean like personality wise. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, they're both kind of snooty, looking down on the world and making jokes about everything, right?
Well, I didn't mean it that way, but
well, what you think?
Looking down on the world. Now making jokes about everything they
Are
do.
Are you kidding me? Did you watch the episode? That's all she did the entire episode is just rank on everybody and everything. And it's hysterically funny.
Totally.
It's hysterically funny. And that's what he does, right?
Scott. I mean, he,
yes. Why do you feel like you have to control me right now?
I need to ask both of you a question.
Yes, go ahead.
So, Scott, your wife, Danielle, your husband, they plan, they say, we're going out.
But it's a bad analogy. It's their first date. You can't ask a husband wife.
Riverway Camp or Camp All, whatever it was called. Whatever they went, they've known each other for 20 years. Yeah, it's their first date.
No, but not romantically. Although and they certainly haven't been married. They don't know each other. I mean,
she say a lot of times, we're on a date.
All right, like finish your question. I'm sorry.
No, because I know you're going to give me a fake answer.
I'll give you a real answer. You want me to give you a real
answer? I'll give you a real answer.
Your husband, your wife take you, they plan this beautiful evening, and you go to the hottest restaurant in town. You're at, let me think of it, Craig's in Beverly Hills. West Hollywood, and you have the private room. You're really going to be like, I didn't even want to be here. Let's go. I'm not listening. Let's not stay here. I don't want this.
My honest answer right now, no, because I've been with my husband for so long. But like in the beginning, I would be like, I don't really know. This is our first date.
But wouldn't you have just still stayed and been polite? Would you have actually left?
Yes, no. I would have been polite and finished my meal and been like, hey,
and had a nice
time.
Conversation.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, cool, I get to hear these two talk. I was not that. Yes, I got the awkwardness of the room and he made a bad call, but like they have great banter. Ultimately, enjoy each other.
I thought it was a misstep because they got us away from the football stuff and away from the Richard Emily drama, which is really starting to heat up, man. I mean,
let's go to that.
And then, first of all, and then they cut to this restaurant, and you're like, this is kind of a cool. Oh, let's check this out. I've never seen this on Gilmore Girls. This is a cool place, and Ted Koppel's there, and let's see what kind of shenanigans happen here, because it's going to be something. Lorelai's going to say something to Ted Koppel about Rory, journalism or whatever, and she's going to screw it up, and it's going to be funny, and Jason's going to say, you know, all kinds of things are going to happen, and then we get stuck in a little room, and I'm like, let's go back to the football game. You know, I'm out of this.
Right? Before we go to the football game, really fast, she gets the machine message from Digger. We're way back there. Did she star 6-9 him? Like, how'd she call him back so fast? Did no one think of that? Yeah. It's not like she went to her Rolodex and got his number out.
Star 6-9. I forgot about that.
Yeah, she's star 6-9. Anyway. Yeah.
That's what I think too. Anyway, continue, Danielle. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, because we were talking about, you know, how I would feel with my relationship. Now, if my husband did not tell me for the last 10 years that every year he was getting dinner with one of his exes.
Oh.
Yeah,
that would have been a punch in the that's a punch in the throat. Ooh, that's bad.
For 39 years, you guys.
Every year.
Every year.
And now compare Jason to Emily taking one in the gut like that. And Emily held her own better than Jason. And she had a much harder kick to the stomach with that one.
She was crushed, though.
It's crushing. Can you imagine being
But also when he was like, you don't know the restaurant and like started, I'm like, even
worse. He just kept digging a hole.
He purposely picked that restaurant because she doesn't know about it.
It was so bad.
It was bad. It was bad. But although I did not appreciate how she turned it on Lorelai. That was rough.
Yeah.
Well, she's going to find any excuse to turn on Lorelai. Lorelai's been having a field day all day.
She's like a punching bag.
Yeah. Although she was clear with Lorelai, we don't talk to Penelan Lot.
Lorelai was asking
for
it.
Say hello.
I mean, we get the pleasure of all the great lines and how funny she is and how good she is. But, you know, she's asking for it from Emily. She's going to do that around Emily? Think she's going to get away with it? I don't think so.
How mad are you guys at Richard for doing that?
I was so mad at him, and then I was also so sad for him because I don't think he's actually doing something bad. Like, no, I don't think he's having an affair on Emily. I think he's just likes everyone and is nice to everyone and likes to have good relationships.
I don't know. If there's a little piece of him back there still having lunch, it's bad.
It is bad every that's year bad. Without saying something.
That's that just breaks somebody's heart.
It's rough. Yeah.
That's rough.
And also, it's not like it's like a business meeting, right? No. Because he's talking about like Lorelai's inn. Like it's very personal.
I'm more intrigued about what's going to happen with their marriage than anything else that happened in this episode, because that's a huge body blow for Emily. That's a huge body blow.
It was painful. Just so like you see Richard having the time of his life with his people and alma mater and all that kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden the celery, and like you can tell with the celery and that something was brewing in Emily's brain. And you're just like,
speaking of awkward again, it was so awkward with the guys. Richard brings those guys over.
And oh yeah.
It was so awkward. And then Lorelai's like, run. I was just like, oh, this is so uncomfortable. Can they do this later?
No, that kind of conversation is not saved for later. That is, I am steaming and we're talking about it now.
But how many great lines were there in this episode? There was so many. This was such a great episode overall.
No, this is the best. That's the problem, because I think part of why it's so good, number one, the banter, the writing, but two, because there was so much. Like, we've got this Digger Lorelai thing. We've got Paris. We've got a little Marty. And then we've got this major thing with Richard and Emily. So what do you guys, do you think there's going to be ramifications from this?
I think Richard's, if not moving out, he's sleeping in the other bedroom.
He's in the doghouse.
Oh, but as he should be.
I can also like kind of see Emily like internalizing it and like not letting like because she cares so much about being married, you know, it with Richard in the high class society that they're in their big beautiful house with their, you know, maids and all that kind of stuff. I can see her like internalizing it and not bringing it up again in a weird way.
I think Emily's going to talk to him about it right away. She's going to want an explanation. She's going to demand an explanation, and it's going to be a whole sort of stages of
grief. Do you think in our next episode,
because the trust is gone right now.
This is going to be major in the next
episode. It's gone. The trust is gone. 40 years of trust, gone. How do you get it back? Man, that's tough.
That was
tough. It was really heartbreaking. That was tough. I felt very bad.
I was having such a good time there, and I was like, no. He didn't just say that. Can we just go back to the? Can you go back and
did
say?
You,
I want to go to the guys, football game. Let's go.
Did you get a pit in your game. Stomach right when she said it to Lorelai at the bathroom, or did you not? You put it together right away.
I put it together right away. Whoa. Like right when she was like, "Oh, you're opening up the inn." I was like, "How does she know that?"
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think opening Emily didn't hear, because she kind of was coming out.
It's also just so much more hurtful because it's about Lorelai, right? Like, it's not like just a random thing. It's like Emily already feels distant from her.
It's intimate. There's some intimacy there. You're right. Good point. Yeah. He's sharing intimate family details. Mm-hmm. Ooh, boy, that's a tough one. I don't know how he's going to survive this. This is tough.
This is tough.
I'm just going to test their love. Going to test that love.
It was heartbreaking. I just wrote, I am sad about that.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Did anybody see Emily's fin that said, Harvard, go to hell?
Hey. Hey. Hey.
It's like, I love it. Wait,
we can't go to hell. We're too busy creating heaven.
Before we get to the super sad part, let's just have a little fun with it still. What a day. They know how to go to a game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the RV. It wasn't even like a truck. It was a full RV.
There were floral arrangements. Yeah. There were linens. There were silverware.
Why does Emily always get somebody who doesn't do the job the way she wants it done? With the celery. True. There's not enough celery. Why are the cookies not on a doily?
And the Fig Newtons were not on the
doily. I think she just loves to complain.
But, why can't she find people that are really great at that?
I think if it was, she would still find something. Right.
It's just like there's some people like that. Like there's always something that's not perfect.
And go ahead.
Dog treat for Dan. Oh, I was like, God. I thought it was gonna be like I don't know, a human or something. And then she's like, here you go.
And there's so much happening.
But look how all in Emily is with her husband's experience, right, and that familial experience of sharing that
she
day
carries the
with
flasks.
Rory. She's right. got the dog bone ready to go. I've
and
got
she
it
carries
right
the
here.
Flasks, and she's got it all in that purse. She totally plans that whole day for him.
And I mean, God, poor woman.
I just love how when Lorelai was like, it's 9 a.m. Like, it starts at noon. Why are we here? Like, not even knowing what was about to happen.
And then they're all tailgate?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. This is why I want to watch it again, because there's so much happening. I missed half of, did you guys hear all that funny stuff Lorelai saying to the dog? Run, like, don't, this is, it's not a good ending for you, yeah. damn. Like, it's
right, right.
And we
right.
didn't even talk about, we skipped over the scene where it's the Friday night dinner and that Richard and Emily are all in a dither because of the 6-foot Rudolph.
Oh my God.
And the lawn twinklers, and then Rory wants more roast. Like the whole, I just wrote this banter.
And getting Lorelai's ticket.
Getting Lorelai's ticket and having to cancel.
And retracting the other.
Cecil had the colonoscopy or whatever. Like
the colon removed.
Colon removed, something bad. Yeah.
Got to cancel them.
There's so much happening in this episode.
That was one of the better, maybe the best dinners.
I agree. I literally wrote fire.
That
might have
been one of the best. That was a great. Dinner.
Also, shout out to the 4-leaf clover necklace and the white sweater, 3/4-length sleeves. So turtleneck sweater. I mean, I dream of that sweater with the 3/4-length sleeves.
What about Emily's visor?
Thank you. God. The visor hat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Wait, thumbs up if you like a visor. Oh, I'm the only thumbs down. Okay.
Ah, summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Marty.
Good old Marty.
Marty came off well in this episode. Good, yeah. Obi-Wan line, Obi-Wan.
Yeah, great.
That was great.
Yeah, Marty was cool.
He was really cool. And yeah. Richard was even cooler with Marty.
Yeah, and they're very kind to the friends. Even Nutty Paris, they're so nice to her. And Emily packed a little to-go pack for Marty with snacks.
They set us up. Richard was on fire. We're just loving the guy, you know, living through him vicariously, thinking of our college days. And
yes, you know, yes, I got
bringing
same,
a tear
Scott.
To our eye. And then same. Boom, you had lunch with Pentland.
Oh, God.
The soul of drama. They really whack you across the face with this show, don't they?
Penelope looks good.
When you least expect it, boom.
Penelope's cute. So I get it.
Richard's just going to get his ass kicked. Man, that's just not going to be good.
I will say this episode, I think, Scott, you mentioned it, had 1,000 best lines.
Oh, there's so many.
The Bloody Mary. Roy's like, I'm looking for a lampshade to wear. I forget. Oh, I mean, and Jess, we got a little Jess mention.
Oh yeah, I
surprised
forgot
about
me. That. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we Emily acknowledged Jess, and that Rory's like Richard, kind of tough about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that was a nice little moment. That Rory's stoic like Richard. Yes, you know,
and just. Lorelai with Penelope. Are you my almost mommy? Like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Would you have let me have a pony? Like, it was just like, oh, God. Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah, the lines were zingers in this.
The nice day for pie. We didn't talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Scott, do you think Luke really would have, like, fired Froggy?
Yeah, because, to save his business? Yeah,
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah.
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 And Froggy's not good.
No, he's not good at it.
Not good at the job.
Yeah. I don't know how. Yeah, I'm surprised he even lasted that long, because Luke is such a, you know, a taskmaster, right?
Who wrote this again? Who wrote this episode
Amy
again?
Wrote it.
I mean, every line.
Yeah, it was Amy. Yeah.
No wonder. She's a freaking genius. How about when they say, we hate Brennan? And then I think Kirk goes, Satan, whatever his name is. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's hard to believe that Luke would let it go that far, right?
Right. Like, do we think Nicole's got him all goofy? Like, why is he not noticing that this guy blows? And where's Caesar?
I don't know.
Where is Caesar?
I don't
Good
know.
Point.
Where's? I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, I think Luke is. I think it's definitely a sign that Luke is starting to wonder if there's more to life than just running this
good
diner.
Point.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, this is 5 a.m. to 4:30 a.m. to 10,
point.
11 at night with the bookkeeping and the ordering the stuff and the supplies. And I mean, what a pain, right? And so now he's got Nicole, and maybe he's starting to see a little different kind of a life, right? And so he's maybe happy about it. He hires this kid. He's off his game, old Luke. He's off his game.
He was so smiley. He was so smiley in this. I wonder if they gave you like notes, like be extra, because you kind of were glowy. I know that's a weird way to describe it, but you were sort of glowing, floating on air. I was just like, you really were.
No, it's in the script,
different.
But then you have those discussions. Like, I remember you would have a discussion with the director about how bright to make it. You know,
it's
really just a question of degree. So yeah, you have those conversations. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Okay, so now we're going to get into some notes that my crack staff has unearthed.
Yep. The staff.
Scott Patterson.
Are you implying that I have multiple personalities?
Fans know him as Luke. Fans know
him. All right, here they go. In the cold open, Lorelai and Rory are supposed to be looking at their calendars, but the pages, and this is a fact.
Oh.
The pages in Lorelai's notebook are totally blank.
Okay.
Wow.
I totally know the moment you're talking about, and mm-hmm. I should have had eagle eyes.
Yeah. Well, you know, thank God for my crack staff.
But that's so like, you would think that they would have done better than that.
Or just gotten a planner at CVS.
Right, with some little things written in.
You know, at that point, I think Lauren goes, are you guys seeing this? And they go, no, we're not going to see that. So you know what I mean?
Right.
And then it always defaults to, yeah.
Juicy. Good one.
Right. Okay. So at 8:21, what do we have? We have a sighting. We do.
A clown pillow.
Clown pillow.
Yes. We have a clown pillow sighting at 8:21. So let's mark that. At 10:53, there's a shot of Emily and with Lorelai's glass in the foreground, the glass suddenly slides to the right, even though Lorelai's hands aren't anywhere near it.
Ghost? Or
there's a ghost at the Gilmore's.
It's a ghost of Gilmore's.
Bad editing or ghost?
I think it's ghost of Gilmore's, and there's a spinoff, right? Where Luke's running the diner, and all the other characters are ghosts. Right? But they're there. Okay, so it's the 13:30 mark. When Brennan pulls a napkin out of his pocket for Kirk.
Froggy.
Right. He holds the bottom of the supposedly hot coffee pot with the bottom of his
hand. I actually think I sort of noticed that.
Yeah. You know, that could be like a Froggy thing where he doesn't feel. Yeah. Maybe he's like that because he was hit by lightning and he doesn't feel heat or cold. There was actually a ski instructor in Colorado once who never wore gloves or a jacket or anything because he was struck by lightning, survived, well, and he didn't feel cold anymore.
But here's why that's bad. You can still get a burn or frostbite.
No, he seemed happy as a clam, and I didn't see any black marks on his nose or on his ears.
Some people can do that. Like, some people can, like, you know, like pull something out of the oven without a mitt. Like
oh
that.
My God. No, no, you right. can
people
still
do
burned.
That.
Isn't that, like, isn't that wild? I've seen that too.
I know. My grandma is one of those people that she's just like, yep, here we go.
It's making me feel sick.
Oh.
Because I can't even wash my hands in the morning because the water hasn't gotten hot yet. Like, I'm like, oh.
You know, it's actually good for you. That's really good for you. Take a really cold shower.
Hell no.
It's the best thing in the world for your health. It's amazing.
Pass.
Yeah. Okay, hard you. Pass.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. Though. Yeah. I could sell. I can't sell that well. all right. 1845. I'm going to give up on that one. 1845. Yeah. My cold shower business went belly up.
Yeah.
On
your
how
ice,
it happened.
Your ice plunge baths by Luke are not going to work.
1845, during the Bulldog song at Yale, there's an extra with long brown hair and a tan jacket. It's in the background of every camera angle, even though they're facing totally opposite directions.
Wait.
Also, she doesn't know the words to the song and is mouthing random things.
Okay. So, good one. Good spotting.
Maybe we should find that extra and have her on.
Seriously.
She should explain herself.
She's like mugging for the camera.
Maybe she's a ghost.
Could be. She could be the star of the new
movie. She
moved the glass. Okay. And last but not least, when Lorelai and Jason are sitting in the taco barn drive-thru, Jason's seatbelt is sometimes on, sometimes off.
What?
Yes.
Dude, he should have just kept that on.
I know.
What's that tell you about Jason, though? What's that tell you about the character? Sometimes we feel secure with him and sometimes we don't, right? Maybe
you know,
that's
that
what they're trying to say.
I feel like that he got out of the car to go to the bathroom in the middle of shooting and then forgot to put the seatbelt back on.
Wow, there's a whole story. I'll do the psychological, you do the practical. Right, exactly. Danielle,
anything else? That's pretty good. Pretty good.
That's not bad. You know what? We have one last item on the agenda here. The crack team does have a favorite line, and they do exist, and you will meet them. Okay. The team is actually getting larger.
Give us their line. Give us this fake people's line.
Give them Scott Patterson's line.
That's not my line. It's crack team, crack staff. The line is there someone who can document this, a photographer or a really fast painter.
Oh, yes. I wrote that down too.
I'm really fast painter.
Do we know where that occurred? Because the crack staff, who's overworked at this point, failed to.
I don't, because I wrote down "or really fast painter," and then I couldn't remember. Why did I write that down?
Where did this happen in the episode?
Towards the middle, I can remember it in my notes.
Towards the middle. Okay. Well, I think heads are going to roll, and I'm going to just have to.
Might have been at the football. I'm going to find it. Been at the football game. I feel like it might have been at the football game.
Might have been a football
game. Danielle's trying. It. Look at Danielle. She's trying so hard to figure out when this happened.
Look at
happened.
Her. She really is.
Look at her face.
I'm trying.
Her
I'm trying. Really I'm trying. Trying.
It's determined. Look
just
at that.
Scamming.
That's the determination that made this country great. Look at that.
It's actually Jason's line.
Mm. Oh, I.
So is there someone who can document this? A photographer?
This
really
is when she calls to say she'll go on the date with him.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Came back to me.
I loved the Bloody Mary. Like, you've been working on it for an hour, and then she said Rome wasn't built in a day.
I didn't even hear that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to rewatch this one.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
Danielle, what's your favorite?
I got two, so I'm just going to give them both. So Emily tells Lorelai, Lorelai, does anything work above your neck? And then...
yeah, good one.
And the other one was Lorelai to Rory. She says, I think I forgot to put on underwear. Can you check?
Yeah.
Right. I'm like, so that is gross.
We just didn't really dig into it too much, but the scene with Luke and Lorelai where they're talking about Froggy, I thought that was just a 10 out of 10 amazing scene. The banter was so good. Can you get Ms. Gilmore a cup of coffee? And then there's like nothing happens. But for me, the win of the whole episode is what are butt napkins?
I was going to say butt napkins. Yeah. Pretty good.
And you're just like, what are butt napkins? Like you just, she's going. And she gave a butt napkin. And then you're kind of like, and what are butt napkins? I love when she goes, it's not hot and it's not yours. That entire scene.
I like the Rory line. I like a couple lines, but I like the Rory line to Paris. If when she answered, she said to Paris, "Well, it wouldn't have been you then." Right?
Oh yes, that was great.
Right
too.
After she said, "I'm a big fan," maybe I should have said that before when I started off the conversation. Well, then it wouldn't have been you then. It wouldn't have been Paris. So yeah, lots of good lines. Lorelai had a really funny line. Describing the ritual with Dan, saying, oh, are we going to go circle a squirrel's tail and burn it with like nuts in our mouth and chant or something like that? Yeah, all right. Good stuff all the way around.
So
all the way
should
around.
Should we give this episode Bloody Marys or
celery napkins?
I think taxidermy.
Butt napkins. No,
let's not get gross.
How many butt napkins?
Okay. No, enough with that. Okay.
Sour cream and onion Pringles?
No, let's do taxidermied bulldogs.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
How many taxidermied bulldogs do you give this episode?
I think that's more gross than butt napkins.
Yeah, I agree. You guys don't want to do Bloody Marys?
Bloody Marys.
All right, let's do Bloody Marys.
9.5.
10.
Go ahead, Tara.
I give it a 9.5 as well.
Wow. So we got a 9.5 and a 10. If I give it a high score, then it's going to be an average of 19.75. Or 9.75, but if I give it a 9.
Oh, right. It's all coming down to you, sir.
Yeah, it's coming down to me whether it stays above the fray. What should I give it? Golly.
I love how we take it so serious.
Well, it's serious stuff.
Like we're literally judging the Olympics right now.
No, it's serious stuff. There are no Russian judges here. I'm going to give it a 10.
Oh, yeah. Way to go.
I'm going to give it a 10. You know why?
Yeah, I think it's a 10.
Because it was as funny as it's ever been. It's heartfelt as it ever has ever been.
Shocking.
Shocking as it's ever been. And disturbing as it's ever been. And awkward as it's ever been.
Ugh, oh,
so awkward.
20
so
out of 10 on the awkward.
It was. So that's a 10. That for me, that was, this might be the best episode yet. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with that. The feeling it gave me. So
that was good.
Yeah, it was darn good. Darn good. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an average of a 9.75 because two of our judges just are so hard to please, aren't they? All right, I guess that's it, huh? We're all done here, kids. Thanks for downloading. Love you. Don't forget, I will be appearing in Dortmund, Germany, December 2nd and 3rd, German Comic Con. Happy holidays. Stay safe out there, and we will see you next time. Thank you, ladies. Danielle Romo, Tara Sood, Amy Sugarman, all the best. Don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circlecard.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today. Health Aid Kombucha.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.